everyone. We are in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to Siv Kav Vav at the bottom of page 12. We have a lot of very important things, both for the Kohanim and the Mevarchim. Today, before we start, just one last Kohara back from the Beit Knesset, Shekulo Kohanim. Just to point out, it's even though it says that when there's 10 Kohanim, all of them go up to the Duchen, obviously that's not including the Chazan. The Chazan is going to still Duchen. He's going to have to be from this place to call out. The Chor is going to have to call out the words over there, as the poskim point out. Moving on to Sif Kaf Vav. Says the Mechaber over here, this is based on the Gemara, Lamites Amabez at the bottom up. Moving on to Daf Mem, in Mesechet Sota, it discusses over there. When the Kohanim are Mevarchim, the Gemara asks, what psukim should the Kal say while the Kohanim are Duchni? The psukim they're talking about is the Gemara goes on to Mevarch, similar to if you have the art school sitter on the Yomim Tovim, you'll see there's psukim next to each where Yivarecha and has psukim next to it. That's what the Gemara Chora is referring to. And then it goes on to explain the psukim that you're supposed to say when the Kohanim are going to. But however, if you look over there, close in the Gemara, it's not so pashy you're supposed to say these psukim at all, as the Amorayim say that one time, one Amora holds that it is usher to say only in the base of Mikdash, you're able to say in the Gvulim, you don't say it, and somehow you don't say it. At all, it's not correct that when the Kohanim are blessing you, you're talking in the middle of their brachin. When they're blessing you, you're supposed to be listening. And that is how the Mechaber paskins over here. The Mechaber says in Siv Kavav, Bishashim Mevarchin, Ein Lomar Shum Pasuk. When the Kohanim are blessing, you don't say any psukim, Eli Yishtiku V'Yichavnu LeBracha. You be quiet and you listen to the bracha as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. There's no such thing as an eved who's getting a bracha from his master, and he's not going to be paying attention. Obviously, you have to pay attention to the bracha. Okay, that's the das of the Mechaber, the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe on the Beis Yosef over there, he brings down Cholkim. That's how he passes over here. The Roma, he says, Mikomak. He says, nowadays, where the Kohanim are marich b'negunim, where they're doing their ayayays, over there, therefore you can say the psukim when they're saying their ayayays. The question, what came first? Was the people saying psukim, therefore the Kohanim started doing negunim, so therefore you wouldn't have this problem? Or they were doing the negunim, so they thought this is an ample time to go ahead and say the psukim. Okay, so the Ramah says that there was a minhag to do it when they're menachim. So obviously this is only going to help in chutzlarts or here in Eretzel and Yomim Tovim when they're actually menachim. During the week, they don't menachim. So therefore, it's not going to help at all. However, the Ramah, like he ends off in the Darkei Moshe, even it sounds like, even the Shah, while the Kohanim are menachim, he says over here, says the Ramah, Ach yoter tov shol amram, better not to do it at all. That's how the Darkei Moshe ends over here. And this is Kiman. All the Poskei Ashkenaz follow with the minhag not to say it at all. Okay? Kiman, all of them, the Rav and the Chayodom and Chuli Chuli, you go down the list of the Achronim, they all say better not to say them. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. V'chein katu Achronim dekein ikar and sivkot and kuf gimel. Okay? Comes the Magen Avram and Taz, they also agree that's better not to say them, but they come up with another pshara. Not to do it when the Kohanim are now, maybe they also you should be paying attention. So what do they say? If you want to say these psukim, so say them when the Chazan calls out Yivarechacha. When he's calling, you don't have to pay attention. That's not the bracha. The bracha is when the Kohanim are blessing you. So when the Chazan is calling out the word, that's when you could quickly say the pasuk. However, the Eli Rabbi does not even like this because he says it doesn't even help. Because the whole point is, according to the Mandamri, you say the psukim, it's when the Kohanim are saying it. There's an inyan. But when the Chazan is calling it, there's no even inyan to say the psukim, so the Eli Rabbi doesn't even like this pshara, and therefore we basically accept that we do not say him at all. He says, V'chein hinig agra, shalola amran, the gra also is knowing never to say these psukim, and this is the psak, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah goes like this, the Aruch HaShulchan goes like this, it seems to be like, kimah kol psuk posuk Ashkenaz, basically say better not to say the psukim kavachomer poski svart. Or the Edom Mizrach, for sure, as the Mechaber passing, not to say it at all. Therefore, it's a little bit of a pellet to me why in the art school, so they put in the psukim. Okay, you have to go to the fine print on the bottom over there. It points out that many people say not to say them. Okay, so maybe they should put in the bottom these psukim and say some people say to say them. But that's they didn't ask me before they wrote the sitter. It's a little bit confusing because people think that's the regular thing is to say the psukim. The regular thing is not to say the psukim. Unless someone has a very strong minhag to go on some of these psukim, people should not be saying these psukim, whether it is minig Ashkenaz or whether it is minig Svard, they should not go ahead and say the psukim. That seems to be halach lemaisa. Just be listening to the Kohanim, once again, paying attention to the brachas. Obviously, if you're not supposed to say these psukim, that was a machlokas in the Amorim. Obviously, you should not be doing anything else during Berakas Kohanim. You don't do Shnayim Bekerecha Targum this time. You don't learn. You don't daven. Okay, you don't catch up in davening parts of davening. You sit there listening to Psukim de Zimra. And the Licha Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes, is quoted over there, Perek Yud Halacha Dalid, over there, that not only that, even if, like I said, the mini next to you is saying Kaddish Kedusha, you don't even answer to Kaddish Kedusha, you don't even answer to Kaddish Kedusha, even in the middle of Birkas Kohanim also. So therefore, once again, you should not be doing anything except for listening to the Kohanim. Siv Kod Kav Zayin. Kohen Eino Rashai Lohosif Midaitel Yoter Al Shlosha Psukim Shal Birkas Kohanim. Okay, just like in all of the law, we have a concept of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigger. You're not allowed to add on to a mitzvah, you're not allowed to detract from a mitzvah. Therefore, the Kohanim are not allowed to add an extra pasuk, and add an extra bracha to Birkas Kohanim. It's supposed to be three brachas, not four brachas, not two brachas. Either one's going to be Hosif over Al Baal Tosif. If they're Hosif, they are going to be over on Baal Tosif. The Bir Alach over here in Dibur Masavim Hosif discusses what if they don't do it with Nesias Kapayim, they added bracha. Or without Nesias Kapayim, is that going to be over? He brings down a machlok, and he says from the Medayik, from the Rambam, that also is going to be problematic of Baal Tosif. That's not the general problem. There's one case that might be a problem over here that can come up, and that is not really Baal Tosif, it's really Baal Tigra. And that is if the Chazan makes a mistake, and in the second bracha, he continues with Yaseh Lecha Shalom instead of Michuneka, okay? And if he makes a mistake, and the Kohanim follow his ways, therefore, they're only going to end up with two brachas. They're not going to end up with the middle bracha over there. They'll be over the Isra Baal Tigra. They're not mechaving to. So therefore, the post can write, if this happens, if by accident they continue in the third bracha, and they finish off the third bracha, they have to go back and they say the second bracha again. They would go back and say the second bracha in order to get in three brachas. And the post can write, even if the chazan starts Sim Shalom, as long as he has not finished Sim Shalom, he's still before the bracha of Rech L'ma Yisrael Shalom, you would still have the Kohanim come back and go ahead and do that second bracha if they made this mistake. Kaf Ches. Kohen Shenasa Kappa. If a Kohen goes ahead and does Birkas Kohanim v'achakach, halach lebeisik neses acher. And he goes into another shalom at the tzibor, shalom yigil Birkas Kohanim, he gets to the tzibor, and they're not up to Birkas Kohanim yet. Yachalisas kapap hamacheres. He's a lot of kodochen a second time. We saw this already in the beginning of the simon also. As the Mishnah Berurah pointed out in the last seat, in the end of Sif Katan Kuv Dalet, he says, in terms of Baal Tosif, why does Baal Tosif to do a second time Birkas Kohanim? Just like it's Asr to add a Pasuk. So this is a Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Kuv Dalet. V'davka lehosif Pasuk Acher Asr. It's only Asr to add a Pasuk. Have a lomar Birkas Kohanim, kama pahamim, but to do the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, many times, eino mishum Baal Tosif. That's not a problem of Baal Tosif. Do shayach Baal Tosif basiyas a mitzvah shnei pahamim. It's not shayach, it's a tosos in many places. It's not shayach Baal Tosif when you do a mitzvah twice. It's shayach Baal Tosif when you add on to that original mitzvah and you put a fifth parsha in your tefillin, or v'chuli v'chuli, you're adding a fourth bracha to Birkas Kohanim. But to do the mitzvah the second time, that's not Baal Tosif, and therefore we see over here in Sif Kof Ches, the Kohen is allowed to go ahead and duchen a second time. Once again, he had to be much sure he was Ma'aka Raglov in Ritzeri in the Voda, and before they go out to do Birkas Kohanim, like we learned many times before. Now, very important, what about a Kohen who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? You said before, we're going to get to this. What about a Kohen who's in the Shemoneh Esrei to get to Birkas Kohanim? Does he ola l'duchen or not? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is discussing over here in Sivkat and Kuvav. Okay, after he points out that the second time to duchen, in the second, first line, he says, Mikomakam chiyuv aleik alav, kevinch kvar nasa kaf b'yom zeh. It's not a chiyuv for him to do Birkas Kohanim. He only mechayiv once a day, therefore he's not going to mevatel the three mitzvahs asses we're talking for, but nevertheless, he's mechayiv a mitzvah if he does it again. So the second wide line now. Kohen amit palo Shemoneh Esrei. The Kohen who is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Im ein sham Kohen acher bebeisik neses, tzarech lahafsik ula alos l'duchen. If there's no other Kohen in the beisik neses, he's going to mezaka the tzibor. With Birkas Kohanim, he should go ola l'duchen. Right now we're talking about wherever he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's going to go ola l'duchen, kadeh shalai ta'at yitbatal nesiyas kapayim, in order that he's not mevatal nesiyas kapayim. After he finishes Birkas Kohanim, he's going to go down for the duchen, he'll go back to the makom that he was davening, and he will continue with his Shemoneh Esrei from there. However, if Yeshkam coin acher, if there's another coin, mashma, even if only one other coin, ain't no posik mitfiloso, then he's not going to stop his tefillah in the middle. Unless what happens is someone goes up to him and whispers in his ears, Ola Leduchen. He tells him specifically Ola Leduchen. We learned earlier on, if someone gives him a personal invitation to go Duchen, that's what creates his chiyuv, and he would be over the mitzvah asif. If they just call it Kohanim, we said before that they're only mechavim for the Kohanim who are ready to go Duchen. If this guy has been invited, and he can't be Okar Raglav, so the Mishnah says, even if there's other Kohanim, then he should be Ola Leduchen. Okay? Avalim lo Okar Raglav. Sorry. Even if there's other kohanim, would have to go up. Another important tenai over here. For the guy who's the kohen, is the middle of Shmonesri, to go all the duchen, he has to be oker ragla v'ritzei, like we saw by the chazen. That means even in the middle of Shmonesri, he's going to move his feet a little bit towards the duchen in order to be oker ragla. Having low oker ragla, shomar shiatzi v'ritzei, and Rosh HaLailos, if he does not oker ragla v'ritzei, he's never allowed to go up, like we've learned many times. So over here, so far, we've seen, according to the first day over the Magen Avraham, Mishim, the Ritvaz over here, and many achronim hold, if there's no kohanim, he's going to go all the duchen no matter what. And even if there are other kohanim, and he gets a personal invitation, he's going to ola duchen. If not, or he has not been oker raglav, and he's not going to go up. However, the Eli Rabba is going to be cholik on the Magen Avraham. Omnam, the Rabba mefakvik beikar heter zeshel hasik benzat tefillah. He holds this whole thing of going up in the middle of tefillah. He's not into it. Even if someone gives a personal invitation, and the chora, he has this shaila of being over a mitzvah saseh, the afal got to tefillah derabbanan, even though that's a mitzvah deraisa, and tefillah is only derabbanan. The Chachamim were moving the Dvarim, they were in the middle of Shmonesrei, not to go ahead and do other things. However, here's where the Chilak now changes. Even though there's a Machlokas when you're in different parts of Shmonesrei, the Yaivitz writes over here, however, if the guy's in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei and he gets up to Birkas Kohanim, then even the Yaivitz would say that at this point where he's up to the point of Shemoneh Esrei where the Duchening happens, he's a lot of Ola Leduchen in this case. Shemakum Zelo Mikri Hasik Shuhu Me'ein Sim Shalom. That is Me'ein Sim Shalom. So we see over here, even according to the Machmir, or at least according to the Yaivitz, who is a Machmir, who says the Kohanim should not go up in the Tefillah, that's only if they're in a different part of Shemoneh Esrei. However, if they're up to the place where Birkas Kohanim has right before Sim Shalom, then they even hold that he could go up to the Duchen. Okay? So over here we see that you definitely need to be Okir Raglav for him to go up to the Duchen. That's one Tanai for sure that you need. Okay? The second Tanai is that you have to be Okhez over here, at least according to the Yaivitz, at the end of, in the place of Shemoneh Esrei between Modim and Sim Shalom. Or what's not Mavur over here, what about if there's more than one coin? Would the Yaivitz even allow you to go up even if there is more than one coin up there? If there's already a coin up there, or this is only a Heter if he's the coin Yechidi. The Piskei Tshuvas writes that you need 3 to 9 for to go up. You need to have, you have to be Okir Raglav Ritzei, you have to be between Modim and Sim Shalom, and he has to be the only Kohen in the Shul for him to go up. However, that's not the Pashtus over here. It does not sound like they're from the Yaivitz, and that's what I heard from Marino Rabbeinu of Katz and Marino Rabbeinu of Nevinsal. Both told me that a Kohen who's Omeid in the place of Shemoneh Esrei between Modim and Sim Shalom, he's allowed to go up to the Duchen, even if there are other Kohanim. And that is how Rav Katz is knowing himself. Sometimes he'll be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you'll see all of the Duchen, he'll go back and then finish off his Shemoneh Esrei. That is how they're passing over here, that even if there's other Kohanim, they could go up at this point of Shemoneh Esrei, at this point of Shemoneh Esrei. If not, how if let's say they're up to this point of Shemoneh Esrei, there is still mashmelos. There's a big machlokas over here whether the ol leduchen or not. It seems to be the Mishnah Berurah based on his lashon omnam aliyah rabba. He wants to be machmir for those shitas over here, and therefore they should not go up to the duchen unless they are up at that place. They could sort of pace themselves in order to be at that place, in order that they could go up and mekayim the mitzvah of birkas kohanim. Both the halacha Berurah and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal told me another din over here for the mevarch. He says over here, let's say you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they get up to Duchen. Okay? So one thing that the Halacha Berurah and Rav Nevinsal told me is, if you're up to the place in Shemoneh Esrei that's between Modim and Sim Shalom, then you can answer Amen to Yivarecha Hashem Yishrecha, the three brachas of Berkas Kohanim. That's the only time you're ever allowed to answer Amen in the middle of Shemnesi. Normally we never answer in the middle of Shemnesi. We listen sometimes to Kedushin and things like that, but to answer Amen, we don't such these are things except over here, where that's the place of Duchanim. They both said they could, you're allowed to go ahead and answer Amen if you're up to the place of Duchanim in your own private Shemona Esrei. Let's say you're not. What if you're in a different part of Shemona Esrei? So if you're up to the point, up and not including Elokein Tzur, you're in any other place of Shemona Esrei, and not between Modim and Sim Shalom, so that, Moreno Rabbeinu Adazel, is a three-way machlokes, haposkim, what do you do if they're up to Berkas Kohanim and you're in the middle of your Shemona Esrei? According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he held that you go ahead and continue your Shemona Esrei. You can cut and continue your Shemona Esrei. You don't listen to Berkas Kohanim. According to Rav Yashav Zatzal, Rav Yashav held, you stop where you are, you listen to Birkas Kohanim, and then you go ahead and continue with Shemona Esrei. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you'll see this a lot of times. He's the middle sheet over. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can do whatever you want, whatever is better for your Kavan and Shemona Esrei. You want to stop and listen to Birkas Kohanim, you have the right to stop and listen to Birkas Kohanim. You want to continue with your Shemona Esrei, you're allowed to continue with your Shemona Esrei. Once again, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, continue with your Shemona Esrei. Rav Yashav holds, stop and you listen to Birkas Kohanim. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you do whichever one you prefer to do. In this case, you're allowed to listen or you're allowed to go ahead with your Shemona Esrei. Either one is going to be fine. If your app said already, so then at that point, you should listen to Birkas Kohanim and you're allowed to answer Amen at this point also. Whether you're at the end of the Elokein Tzor or between Modim and Sim Shalom, you only answer Amen to Yivarecha Hashem Yishrecha, the three brachas of Berkas Kohanim. You don't answer Amen to the bracha that the Kohanim of Bi'ahava. You don't answer Amen to the bracha that the Kohanim blessed before saying Berkas Kohanim. Okay, so I hope that all that is clear. Let's finish off over here. One more halacha. Kaf Tes. Kohen Shlo Yitpalo Dayinu Matzot Tzibor Mitpalin. A Kohen that did not start davening yet, and he finds that the Tzibor, they're davening, okay? He hasn't davened, he walks into Shul, and they're up to Shemona Esrei already. No se kapa vein atfila ma'akavto. He's allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, even though he has not davened yet. Even though he has not davened yet, the Kohen is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. What if the Kohen is so late that he hasn't even said Birkas HaTorah yet? He hasn't even said Birkas HaTorah. Is he allowed to olu l'duchen? It's going to be saying psukim. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in Halicha Shlomo, once again, he holds that the Kohanim are allowed to Duchan, even if they have not said Birkas Kohanim. We learned earlier on in Hilchos Birkas Kohanim that when you're saying Psukin, Litzarch Tfilo, and not Litzarch Limud, so that's a big machlokas whether you need Birkas HaTorah beforehand. Over here, you could be somech on the opinions that does not require Birkas HaTorah, since you're not obviously doing Derech Limud. You're giving a bracha to someone, you're using Psukim over here, for Shlomo Zalman held that you're allowed to go up to the Duchan, even if you've not said Birkas HaTorah, obviously. If there's a couple of seconds for you time to say at least one of the bracha Birkas HaTorah, then the Kohanim should say Birkas HaTorah beforehand. But if there's no time, then they are allowed to go ahead and duchen even without Birkas HaTorah. Ad kan for today.